Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Genesis, the nucleus of our ongoing study, is full of firsts. Being the first book in the Bible, we expect this to be the case. And here at Genesis chapter 15 and the first verse is the first time God says to man or woman, "Do not fear." It is the first of many, as we have seen. And the Lord said this to Abram in the vision that we are exploring in the weeks to come. Interestingly, not only does God tell Abram not to be afraid, in addition, God gives Abram two proofs for why he must not fear. Here are two reasons not to be afraid from the lips of the Lord to the ears of Abram. I'm reading this verse again at the start. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." Please observe and note the way in which God gives himself personally to this man, Abram. The Lord tells Abram first, "I am a shield to you." God is the shield. And the Lord tells Abram second, "Your reward shall be very great." God is the reward. Now Abram has two reasons, two proofs for why he must not fear. The Lord has offered himself personally and unreservedly to this man, Abraham. And yesterday we identified Abram's specific fear. He was without child. Abram had no male heir, and this was disturbing to him. He feared that his servant, a man named Eliezer of Damascus, would have to serve as his heir since the Lord had not granted Abram and his wife Sarai any children, especially a son. This fear becomes immediately obvious in reading verses 2 and 3 of Genesis 15. And knowing in advance this is exactly what was troubling Abram, God speaks and offers himself as shield and reward. Let's look more closely at these promises today. I am hopeful that when you see that Abram had a concrete fear, you will then be able to identify what is your concrete fear. And you will find that identifying that will help you in seeing how God will deliver you from that which makes you afraid. Maybe you are also afraid that you will not have a child. Depending on the culture in which you live, depending on age and marital status, you might even fear not having a male heir. What does the Bible say to you? Stay tuned. To understand how these words from the Lord to Abram truly flow, there is one word we can rightfully add, and that is the word because. Let me read the text with this word inserted. "Do not fear, Abram, because I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." Because God is the shield, because God is the reward, Abram need not fear. By shield, God means that Abram will always be under God's protection. And by reward, God means that Abram will be satisfied with God alone. Let me repeat this because it is important. By shield, God means that Abram will always be under God's protection. And by reward, God means that Abram will be satisfied with God alone. A shield defends, a reward provides. Such that under the presence of Almighty God, Abram will always be well protected and will always have everything he needs. This means that Abram, although he encounter much danger in his life, he must always remember that he moves behind the roving shield of God's protection. And this means that Abram, although he will be in need in his life, he must always remember that God alone will meet his every need. In God alone there is protection and provision. Regarding the Lord, who himself is the reward, John Calvin writes this about Christians, quote, "The word reward has the force of inheritance or felicity. Were it deeply engraven on our minds that in God alone we have the highest and complete perfection of all good things, we should easily fix bounds to those wicked desires by which we are miserably tormented. The meaning of this passage is this, that we shall be truly happy when God is propitious, that is favorable to us. For he not only pours upon us the abundance of his kindness, but offers himself to us, that we may enjoy him. Now, what is there more which we can desire when we really enjoy God?" End quote. I really connect with those insights from Calvin. Do you? You probably need some time to think about it. I have had that time. It is so true that God is also our shield and our reward. For those of us who believe God and have faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. And with God as our shield, our sure protection, what have we to fear? And with God as our very great reward, our sure provision, we must be very content. We feel safe and we feel content in God. Like me, at times you feel unsafe and discontented. You do, right? Well, these are not in keeping with who God is to us. A shield defends, a reward provides, such that under the presence of Almighty God, we like Abram will always be well protected, and we like Abram will always have everything we need. God will meet our needs. Did you catch that for your life? In God alone there is protection and provision. Remember what you fear, and now take God's word into full account. For if you, like Abraham, have faith in God, in his Son Jesus Christ, then you too have Almighty God as your shield and your reward today and tonight and all the days and nights of your life. These promises from God are not only for Abram. These ring out throughout Scripture for all God's servants. Listen and perhaps write down just a few more verses. King David writes this in Psalm chapter 3 and verse 3, Psalm 3:3. "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head." And in Psalm chapter 18, David is writing again, this time when the Lord delivered him from the hands of his enemies, specifically Saul. I'm reading Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 3. "I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies." Obviously, David is speaking of protection, and notice, God is his shield. Psalm 18. Well, David can relate to Abraham. Very often in the mornings, I will recite Psalm chapter 84, verses 8 through 11. It reads, "O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold our shield, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 outside. I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Twice in these verses we read that God is our shield. So in Psalm 3, 18 and 84, just some samples of how what applies to Abram applies to all God's people. These words from John Calvin again are just too good to pass up. Quoting him again, "This truly furnishes most abundant material and most solid support for confidence. For whosoever shall be fully persuaded that his life is protected by the hand of God, and that he can never be miserable, well, God is gracious to him. And he who consequently resorts to this haven in all his cares and troubles will find the best remedy for all evils. Not that the faithful can be entirely free from fear and care, as long as they are tossed by the tempests of contentions and of miseries. But because the storm is hushed in their own breast, and whereas the defense of God is greater than all dangers, so faith triumphs over fear." I love that, and I love it because it is true. But how often I forget. Oh, sure, in this world I am forgetful of the promises of God to me. When I am afraid, I need to come back to this passage and remind myself that God is my shield. I am safe. And when I am discontented and complaining about what I do not have, especially as compared to others, I must come back to Genesis 15 and remind myself that God is my reward. I am well provided for. God himself, the person of God, is our shield and our reward, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I hope that you will be comforted by this, and that you will join me again tomorrow, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.